This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Been talking about, of course, the recent Trump rally from yesterday, and of course all the things that have been going on about that. And of course, is there an election interference going on there? It starts to really look like it. We've also been talking about the shooting galleries that Chicago in particular has become, and all the big cities. And of course, now we've had some murders going on in Chaz Chop, as I call it, Chaz Chop in Seattle. And of course, the big cities are burning, basically. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on there. Also, we remind you to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and of course newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. After declaring ourselves independence and having six constitutional conventions, and of course having some great speakers that came to speak on our behalf for New California, it's a wonderful thing to see this development of New California. We're well on our way. It's a constitutional, originalist constitutionalist process, and we will become the 51st state. With us right now, though, I'd really like to thank for being with us right now is Newt Gingrich, and he's the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he's a host of Newt's World podcast at Gingrich360.com, and the author of 40 books, including the latest, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. And I just want to say that I've been following Newt Gingrich for years because he's just a little older than me, but not much. And, I've been able to watch from the sidelines all the great things he's done for America. I do want to say that having been in education for 41 years, I do consider him to be, in my opinion, one of the nation's eminent historians, especially about American history. He has done an outstanding job, and his wife, Clarissa. By the way, she happens to be the ambassador to the Vatican. So welcome, Newt Gingrich. Welcome to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here and have a chance to chat with you and These are extraordinary times.
You know, they really are.
I think it's just amazing.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that we are, part of the reason I wrote my new book on Trump and the American future is that I think this election is probably the most critical since Lincoln in 1860. So, you know, we have an election which may be more decisive than any election in 160 years. It's worth really paying attention and thinking about. And I think you're going to see a ferocity of assault on the president that will literally be unprecedented since Lincoln. I think the left is desperate to stop him. The degree to which the media now is the left gives them an enormous advantage in trying to define reality and trying to define, what the rest of us are supposed to believe.
Yeah, it certainly is a very challenging times. In our New California State movement, we talk quite a bit about the similarities between the 1860 election and the 2020 election of Donald Trump. In fact, we kind of timed it so that we would be in this situation for our progression to a new state at exactly this moment in time in history, and understanding that there probably could potentially be a civil war right before our eyes. And some people say we're actually seeing a civil war right here in our own country right now.
Well, I certainly think you're seeing a cultural civil war. I mean, if you look at what's happening in Seattle, for example, it's extraordinary. The whole idea that a violent mob could block the police from getting to a murder scene is so antithetical to everything Americans believe in that it's just astonishing. And yet that's where we are.
You know, it never seems to amaze me, and I know you've been dealing with the Democrats. These are not Democrats like you used to know Democrats, are they?
No. What you've had is a steady evolution towards radicalism that began. In fact, I did a free newsletter at Gingrich 360 where I outlined three generations of brainwashing, and going back to Marcuse in the early 60s, and you've had wave after wave of people who've been brainwashed into believing radical things that are not true, that are anti-American. And those are the folks who now are the New York Times reporters who rebelled and got their editor fired for the sin of having published one column by a conservative senator. I mean, just think about the level of totalitarian behavior that implies. And that's where we are. And I think people need to understand that. You have on the left an assault on the very concept of America that is kind of astonishing, and is very deep and it's very real.
And, you know, that has now manifested itself, like you say in your book, about the ideology of the Democratic Party, which hates police and protects criminals.
Sure, and they're reaping the result of that. I mean, if you spend all your time browbeating the police, attacking the police, trying to defund the police, and all of a sudden you create this vacuum. Chicago a couple weeks ago had the most violent Sunday in 50 years. 18 people were killed. They had a terrible, I think they had 11 people killed this weekend.
Yeah.
The fact is, African Americans are dramatic, maybe 300 times as much danger from criminals as from the police. So if Black Lives Matter were serious, they'd be really worried about criminals. But they're not serious. They're a political movement founded by some Marxists, which are really anti-American. And so it's better for them to, from their value standpoint, it's better to attack the police and ignore the people who are actually doing most of the killing.
You know, I know just recently that the president declared Antifa to be a terrorist organization. Should that extend to Black Lives Matters?
No, but I think we should be honest and open about who they really are. And the difference between the phrase, which is a fine phrase, the fact is Black Lives do matter, but they ought to matter whether they're being killed by a criminal, which is dramatically more likely, or they're being killed by a policeman, which is despicable and has to be controlled, and there have to be reforms. And certainly anybody who saw the video for 8.5 minutes of George being killed, you have to really have this horrifying sense of how terribly wrong it was. But part of that is a problem of restructuring the union contracts, which protect bad guys and make it hard to fire them, which, by the way, is also true for the teachers' unions. I mean, you have teachers who can't possibly teach, who ruin the lives of children, and you can't get rid of them because of the union contract. So there's a lot of reform we need, and I am for the reforms, and I'm for that part of Black Lives Matter which is interested in trying to get to a safe system. I'm for the part of it which is essentially its founders were dedicated Marxists and were basically hostile to the American system, and that I think is something we have to just be aware of.
So, yeah, not to necessarily declare them. What about other organizations like CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood? Are they fitting into any category?
CARE clearly should be pursued. And in fact, there was a very famous case where they were clearly deeply involved. And I think any effort to support terrorism, whether it is related to Islamist terrorists or it's related to left-wing, you know, I mean, Antifa is a terrorist organization. What you're seeing happen in Seattle is terrorism. And you're seeing innocent Americans trapped in a neighborhood by a group of thugs who are carrying weapons and threatening them. And when the police are confronted by a violent crowd, stopping them from getting to a murder scene, when that happened during the Civil Rights period in Mississippi, we sent in the FBI, and they steadily hunted down the people who were guilty. And I think that we need to understand that every American deserves to be protected, and you're not going to be protected when you have a mayor and a governor who are so left-wing. It's not that they're weak, it's that they're left-wing, and they believe in this stuff.
Yeah, they believe in it. One of the things that was going on, and again, this was in the riots in Washington, D.C., is you saw the mayor of Washington, D.C. really kind of interfere, I think, with the president's options to bring in federal troops and to try and protect the Capitol. It looked like to me at one point that clearly there were people had intentions on overrunning the White House of all places. And, of course, they had to bring in extra federal troops, or they brought in National Guard from Florida, which they quickly deputized into U.S. Marshals, which I thought was a very interesting twist by the president. But it seemed like there was zero cooperation that came from the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Look, in a lot of these big cities that have been run by the Democrats, in the case of Chicago, for example, where they've had the mayor's office for 89 years, the last Republican mayor left office in 1931, in a lot of these big cities, you have radical Democrats who are in charge, who are deeply opposed to the police. They're deeply opposed to enforcing the law. They're in favor of the demonstrators, and they're in favor of tolerating the looters and the destroyers. And there's a huge difference. Every American has a right to demonstrate as part of free speech and the right to petition your government. But no American has the right to break the law that engage in looting and in violence.
Well, now the option, apparently, on the Democratic side is to make Washington, D.C. a 51st state. Do you think that has do you think that's going to fly?
Well, it's not going to fly with the American people. The very reason we created the District of Columbia was to take it out of sort of a self-feeding opportunity. If you had two senators from Washington, D.C., they would get up every morning to get even more money for Washington, D.C. And I think the average American doesn't think that their national capital. You know, I've said if they really want to have representation, give them back to Maryland.
Yeah.
But I would never favor making the District of Columbia by itself the state, because you would be adding two senators' only purpose in life was to increase federal funding for Washington.
Well, I have to ask the question because of what we're doing with New California, but if people come to you and they've gone through the process and they've gotten agreement from the state and from which they're coming from, as us would be from California, permission to go on to Congress to become a state, how does that work from a mechanic standpoint from the House of Representatives?
Yeah, I mean, I think the state of California would have to petition. Texas is the only state which has the right to break itself into four states, which was part of the original treaty by which Texas joined the Union.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually wrote into the treaty that if Texans want to be four states, because no Texan wants to break up the state, so they're not likely to use it. But they could, in theory, end up with 8 U.S. senators and break the state into 4 units. California did not have the same agreement in 1850 when they joined the Union. So the state would have to petition the Congress and say, you know, we're asking you to break us into 2 or more parts. And we've had, and you probably would have to have a referendum in which people agreed to that.
Right.
And at that point, it would be a very interesting political question of what the Congress would do with that kind of an application.
I bet. I bet it would be very, very interesting. The one thing I wanted to, when I picked up your book and started perusing the chapters and so on, chapter 3 really hit me, because this is, I've been saying the exact same thing on my radio show for years now about these coup attempts. And everybody was poo-pooing me at the beginning, saying, oh, this isn't a coup attempt. Are you kidding me? The whole Russia investigation started it off. But you single out in a brilliant way the failed coup attempts, starting off with the Russiagate. Do you anticipate that there's going to be another one?
Oh, sure. I mean, the left is desperate. And if Trump wins this fall, the level of desperation on the left will spiral out of control. Remember, he was such an enormous threat to their system that people actually were writing articles about impeachment before he was even the nominee. And the Washington Post ran an article about impeachment the day of his inauguration. And the day after his inauguration, there was a huge crowd in Washington of left-wing women who were anti-Trump. And Madonna got up and said she dreamed of the White House burning down. I mean, you know. These people have been deranged, and I think it all happened election night. I personally believe that at 8 o'clock on election night, everybody on the left was icing up their champagne, getting excited, and suddenly, about 10 o'clock that night, just 2 hours later, they began to realize that Trump was going to win, and I think it was the equivalent of an IED going off. I think what you have is political PTSD, where these people cannot recover from the shock of Trump winning. And then he makes it worse for them, because every time he starts the day by tweeting, they're reminded he really is president. And it's maintained a level of anger and rage on the left that is astonishing.
It just absolutely amazes me, because every time he comes out with a tweet, they just blow right up. But, you know, they really do have complete control of the media at this point, except for the alternative media like us. There's no question about it with Red State Talk Radio. We're really, our numbers are going through the roof because people are listening to what the truth is all about. But the mainstream media is just null and void at this point. Have you ever seen anything like this in American history?
I was told by a good friend of mine, Alan Guelzo, who is a great Civil War historian at Princeton, who wrote me in December of 2016 and said the only time he could remember the vitriol and the hatred being as intense was the South Carolina slave-owning newspapers when Lincoln won in 1860. He said that the assault on Trump has been at a level we have not seen in 160 years. I get up every morning. I assume that the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, I assume that all of them are hard left. All of them are propaganda sheets. None of them are news outlets anymore. And that you just have to assume that they will endlessly look for every possible excuse to undermine the president and to protect Biden.
Are you comfortable with what you're seeing in terms of the alternative media that's been rising up?
Yeah, I think it's enormously helpful to the country, and I think the very diversity of it is helpful, because you have different people with different approaches and different age groups and different styles. And I do think that that's one of the things that has been enabled us to survive against this continuous onslaught of dishonesty from the left-wing media.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I go all the way. The first time I ever had any kind of an anointing politically was the Nixon-Kennedy debate on TV, which I saw as a young child, and my parents all raging in the background, that sort of thing. I can vividly remember that. But, you know, we're talking with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. He's written 40 books, and his latest is Trump and the American Future, Solving the problems of our time, and it comes out tomorrow, and we're very happy to have you with us. I guess one of the big questions that we need to ask is about what I think is one of the assaults, and that is the COVID virus assault and what has happened with the American economy and where we go from here.
I have several chapters in Trump and the American Future on the whole COVID experience. First of all, the degree to which it is a Chinese virus. It's an example of political correctness that they had to call it COVID-19 because, in fact, it would be more accurately called a Wuhan virus or a Chinese virus. Second, the Chinese maliciously and deliberately lied to the world and lied to the World Health Organization. And as a result, several hundred thousand people died and trillions of dollars of wealth were destroyed because of China. And I really think this should be an aggressive effort to force them to pay reparations for the enormous damage they've done to the entire human race. Third, the public health people panicked. It's really interesting. I do a weekly podcast, which is available for free at Gingrich 360. And in early February, we had Dr. Fauci on. He's an old friend of mine. I've known him since the mid-80s. He was not particularly worried at that point. He thought of it as being about like SARS because the information we were getting out of the Chinese was so totally false that we didn't realize you had to mobilize. And it was interesting that Trump had the instinct to close down flights from China long before anybody else understood this. And had he also closed down the flights from Europe, the amount of COVID in the United States would have been dramatically less. So, you know, I'm talking to you from Italy, where there were 100,000 Chinese workers in northern Italy, and where the virus got bad enough that they literally closed the country down for 10 weeks. And Clinton and I spent 10 weeks in isolation with her leading the embassy, you know, by virtual, and lots of Zoom meetings and what have you. Mm-hmm. So I do cover it. I think that we should come out of it as fast as we can, and I think that we're going to have a great test of the sort of left-wing Democrat worldview, because they're going to keep their states artificially locked up and unproductive. And they're going to have much higher unemployment rates than the states that have leaders who are willing to reopen. And in Italy, we now basically, they've now defeated the virus for all practical purposes. And they're opening up restaurants, are open museums. They've even started opening up movie theaters and people out every single day now. So, you know, that's what America should strive to get to as rapidly as possible.
One of the final questions I got to ask you is, we're faced here in California with about $125 billion deficit this year. At least they've declared $54 billion of it to be a fact, but our legislative analyst actually confirms it's $85 billion. So check your number. California is slated to run out of money completely, be cash poor by October 1st. Should the federal government give them a bailout?
No, the federal government should insist that they not. You have a governor who promised free health care to illegal immigrants. Why should the rest of the country bail out a governor who's that stupid? You have a pension fund which is hopelessly unreformed and had models that only worked if the economy kept growing at a faster rate than it was growing even under Trump. You have this crazy railroad project which is, you know, no private sector group would invest in. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of things California could do to get itself cleaned up. And I love California, and I love coming to California. And every time I get off the plane at LAX, I immediately go to the In-N-Out Burger at the end of the runway. So I'm all in for, you know.
Yeah.
But I think California, the citizens of California have to confront how sick Sacramento is and how badly Sacramento has to be changed. And I don't think having the rest of us bail out Sacramento is a very good idea.
Well, listen, Mr. Speaker, thank you very, very much for being with us. We've been talking to Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the U.S. House.
Delighted to do it.
Absolutely. I hope everything is good for you over there in Rome. Thank you very much. Wow. Okay, there you have it. Newt Gingrich here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, man, having a few words about what's going on in Sacramento, huh? He fits right into the new California state movement, doesn't he? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Wow. Newt Gingrich. In-N-Out Burgers. I love it. I love it. Anyway, geez, that's exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff. So anyway, we got... coming up in the next hour, Kelly Sadler, she's going to be with us, and she's going to be, what time, 11? Yeah, I'm trying to get all this stuff straight away, trying to do a little bit of show prep in the meantime, right? Let's see here, I've got that, okay, got it, all right, I just saved my life, and turn off the phone. Anyway, we've got all kinds of people are loving the fact that we just had Newt Gingrich on the show, and I don't think this is going to be the last time that we're going to have Newt Gingrich on the show. He kind of reminds me of my brother, actually. He looks a lot like my brother. In fact, my brother, who's a flaming Democrat, would be oftentimes in an airport, and they say, "Are you Newt Gingrich?" Could you imagine that? A flaming Democrat who looks like Newt Gingrich, and I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. Could you imagine that? I somebody walk up, "Hey, you look like Bill Clinton." "Oh, really?" I mean, it's kind of the same thing, right? Anyway, So I guess we got something going on here. Oh, here we go. This is something. Just got this from my brother. This is not my brother, but another person's brother. 4th of July flag burning. There you go. Antifa presents 4th of July, a peaceful protest for abolishing police nationwide. Free entry. This is going to be, where is this? The flag burning. No bikers, militia, or other so-called patriots. Gettysburg Cemetery, they say. Really, I don't think so. I think you're going to be met with lots of resistance there, guys. That won't be happening. Anyway, so we're going to be having Kelly Sadler on. She's going to be talking about the Trump campaign and what happened in Tulsa. And rather than me get into the whole Tulsa thing, I'm going to wait until she comes on board and she can kind of direct us on what happened in Tulsa yesterday, all the different things that went on. And I'm just, you know, it's really, really nice to have her back. She's been on, this will be her third appearance on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm really happy to have her with us. She's got a lot of other things to talk about, too. So we're, like I said, we're really, really happy to have her on board. And I got to get these telephone numbers all straightened away. Sorry. When you make changes and things like that, really want to thank our phone techs that helped us out with that call from all the way from Rome. Shocking. We've done as far away as, I mean, they're really on the other side of the globe just then. It was live radio from and really, like I said, some of our phone techs really helped us out with that. At the last minute, we probably could have done a little better on some things, but in his end, you know, he's got a telephone business and he's got a, you know, some other connections. And when we go live on TV, we're going to be using those systems ourselves, so you'll actually be able to see him too. That's the other thing. So we're going to have, like I said, Kelly Sadler is going to be on with us here in just a little bit. Okay, I want to get back to the main stories of the land, basically, and what's been going. Have you heard anything about where is, I guess the question is, where is Joe Biden? Where is Joe? Joe, where is Joe? And again, Joe Biden is hiding out in the basement. And, you know, apparently we're not getting it. Why is Joe in the basement? Why is he there, right? Okay, there's a strategy that they're employing. I guess we have to take time and stop and think about this. We just go along and accept it over the time. He's in the basement. He's in the basement. A lot of people are in the basement. That's okay. You know, most of the teens are so-called in the basement, right? They're in the basement. He's in the basement. Shocking. So why would he be in the basement? And again, the thing is, why would he be in the basement? Well, you know, so why would Joe be in the basement? Think about it. That's because all of his supporters are in the basement. You know, the kids that don't have jobs, they're in their underwear sitting around in the basement of their parents' home, that sort of thing. This is the people that he's appealing to right now. He's actually running his race in the basement for the basement. By way of the basement. That's what he's doing. He's running a basement election. He's electioneering. He's campaigning from the basement for the basement people. And he's playing dumb, stupid little games, acting dumb and stupid. Well, I wouldn't say it's an act. But he's presenting himself as a dumb, stupid, you know, imbecile. He's very imbecilic as he presents himself. Now, I'm not saying that he's imbecilic. But it sure looks like he's imbecilic now, doesn't it? So if you have an imbecile, where are you going to best place him? In the basement. So this is the real sad thing that's going on with the Democratic Party. This is where they're getting basal. They're getting very base, as they say. And that is a fact, isn't it? That is a fact. And that's a sad state of affairs. See, one of the things that they're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, is they're trying to mock our system of elections in selecting leadership. One of the ways in which you destroy a country, of course, is to mock everything about it. And you want to destroy everything about it. That's why you wanted to. That's why you want to get the lawlessness. That's why you want to make the system itself by which you get leaders look, well, imbecilic. The Democrats have been doing this all along. They are disparaging our system, being the other party of the system. The Republicans have not, for the most part, except those Republicans that have been leaning towards the Democrats. And, of course, in California, we have a whole Republican Party that's that way, right? That's the problem with California Republicans, is they've turned into, most of them, not all of them, and those that haven't, they've held true to their roots, which is good. They've been the only thing left for California, but there's nothing left anymore. They're too overwhelmed. There's too much of the other side. That's why California has slipped into this dictatorship. And that's why the imbecilic behavior that's been going on is something that, of course, is very, very true. The imbecilic behavior by the politicians. That's why if you take a look at Joe today, he's running his campaign as an outreach to all those basement dwellers. You know, the ones that can't think for themselves, they're living off a mom. It's perfect, right? It's perfect. They're living off of their parents. They're in their late 30s. They don't have jobs. You know, listen, I understand the need for kids that are in their 20s and 30s to go back with mom in California because of housing prices. They can't afford homes. But if they're keeping themselves employed and they are always on the look for another house, I get that. I totally get that. But this whole notion of being completely dependent on mom and dad, are you kidding me? I think it builds strong families, by the way, when families do get together like this and help each other out. That's exactly what families are for. They should take in their kids when it's appropriate. And then kick them out when it is. Kicking them out is true love, isn't it? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're cruising for bruisins here on Agenda 21 Radio. The studio work going on. You know, just all this sleight of hand business and all this other good stuff. And I want to thank everybody over at TalkStream Live, one of our providers. We have many providers with Red State Talk Radio and Agenda 21 Radio. So those of you who want to get the podcast of this, it'll be up at the end of the hour, and you can, or at the end of the day, and you can listen to Newt Gingrich and also Kelly Sadler talking about what's going on with the Trump campaign. I just have to say that I thought really yesterday, and I'll say this again with Kelly, that the president just knocked it right out of the park and did a great job. It's you know, he had millions of people watching, so yeah, I know there's about 6,000 that showed up. It was a little bit light. I caught that right away. You could tell that with the first round of applause. I used to do these kind of things, 20,000, 35, you know, in high school events of all places, in some college, and then, of course, some professionally as well. And sometimes we'd have as many as 35,000 people you have to be responsible for. And try doing crowd control when there's only about a dozen of you to do crowd control on, say, 20,000 people. I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to think about that. In all the years that I did that, which was about 26 years of doing that, you know, I got really good at crowd control, one or two people being able to control a crowd of thousands. It can be done. It absolutely, and it's done all the time, by the way. I'm not just the only guy who used to do that stuff, but I can tell you, you know, having been in those kind of situations, as soon as the applause started for the first time of the cheering, I didn't need a camera to pan around to see the empty seats. I could tell. But and again, what I saw, I'm just telling you, as somebody who used to do this professionally for a living, that what I saw immediately was, even before we got started, I was watching some of the camera stuff, some of the Facebook stuff. I was looking at Ben Berquam and those guys that were out there. Will Johnson and fighting with the crowds and all this, good, not really fighting, but doing the things they needed to do to report. They're doing a fantastic job, by the way. But it was pretty obvious to me there was something amiss with the crowd coming in, and it was obvious that there was a lot of stuff going on with protesters blocking things and stuff like that. I made no judgment about it other than that, about the lack of people that were there. I didn't, but that was something that, for me, as a professional person who used to do this stuff, I used to go, gee whiz, you know, they're going to have problems. And, of course, they did. So it was pretty obvious. Listen, the one thing you want is a safe place inside around the President of the United States. So if that means you're going to have one person and you think you could have 20,000, you're going to have one person, okay, and you're not going to have the other distractions. Yeah, I believe he did have one distractor who managed to get in, but that was only one or two times. That kind of goes for saying. But if that's all you had, that's great. He had one disruption. I think somebody was sick or something like that. That was good. You always have to maintain the safety levels. That's the first and foremost thing. And they did exactly that yesterday. They did exactly that. And again, the concerns about the COVID virus were addressed. I think the slowing down, like he talked about, that was self-evident to me that was happening when they started doing all the temperature checks and things like that. not building any excuses that there wasn't a lack of because there was the so-called lack of people in the mainstream media were making a big deal about that. But you know what? The president was doing the right thing. His staff was doing the right thing. They had to assure the safety of not just the president of the United States, but everybody else that was there, and they did that. They absolutely did that inside that arena and even outside. You know, they had to do a lot of stuff outside to make sure protesters were not harming people and there was safety at all levels. Of course, he did have the National Guard available to him, which is really a wonderful thing to see that sort of thing supporting our president of the United States. And it was different. It was different for the so-called, quote, rioters. They did a lot of slow walking and a lot of blocking and things like that. But the rally went off, I think, without a hitch, and I think the message was really resonating. It was really nice to hear the very refreshing, after all this time with all the COVID virus, all this, he could unravel the whole package and really let us know where he stood, because it's been kind of a mystery to a lot of people where the president stood. Not for me. It's pretty obvious where he's been already. But to a lot of people, it was refreshing to listen to the president and talk about the great things about America and what we've been going through and why we're going to come out of this and we're going to become stronger. I thought the message was very unifying. Now, those people that did not think it was unifying was because they hate America. And they're anarchists. They're terrorists. They're trained terrorists. And see, this is the one thing that we're really revealing right now. And again, every time something happens to attack Trump, he gives them rope. He gives them rope. We call it the Trump rope. And right now you're seeing that all play out with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all these other people. And CARE, as an example, I hope CARE is the next group to be declared. You heard Newt Gingrich talk about this, and I wholeheartedly agree. They should be declared a terrorist organization by the president. That should be next in line, because they are absolute terrorists inside this country. And they're terrorists outside. And they know that. They know they're on the chopping block, and they should be. Of course, wait till Dearborn, Michigan hears about that, and they absolutely go crazy. But we have to do this thing to declare them terrorists. And again, what's going to happen to those people that have been donating to CARE, like what's been donating to Antifa? Listen, those are federal crimes when you're donating and doing things to a known declared terrorist organization. So watch out, all you movie people, watch out. All you people on the Democratic side, watch out. If you're putting money in from a terrorist organization, if you're money laundering it as an example, and it's getting its way into the Democratic Party, right? By the way, all this stuff, all this donation, it all goes to the Democratic Party. I bet you didn't know that. That's their fundraising arm. Black Lives Matter. And how do they launder that money? Oh, there's a way. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. We'll be right back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
All I can say about everything right now is shocking. Aren't you just shocked by all the stuff that's going on? The left just revealing themselves. And once again, what I'm talking about is Trump rope. Get your Trump rope. Yes, indeed. Make your own lariat. That's what we need is the Trump rope lariat. We'll sell Trump rope, 2020 Trump rope, and the 2020 lariat. You know, listen, we can get some of these ranchers in New California. They've got a lot of rural area, by the way. And boy, can they lasso those doggies. Yeah, we ought to do that. We really should do that. What do you think? Shocking. Trump rope. Now, listen, there's no nooses here. We don't do that. No. That's not what we're talking about. But, you know, they snagged themselves with that Trump rope. That's what we're talking about. No noose. No, just lariats. You know, you got to round up the doggies. You got to catch those doggies in action, don't you? I'm just saying. I think it's just something that you need to kind of shockingly say to yourself is you've got to be able to round up the doggies in the right way. Yeah. Okay, we got too many things going on here. We're having way too much fun. Anyway, we're coming up to the next hour. We're going to be talking to former Trump advisor and now campaign specialist for the Trump campaign, Kelly Sadler. She's going to be with us. This is her third time on Agenda 21 Radio. She's going to become like a regular. We have to pay her. No. We can't pay people to come on the show. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, I know. Everybody's going to say, oh, you paid Newt Gingrich. I did not pay him a dime. Are you kidding me? No. See, we're high visibility, so people should be paying us, right? Anyway, but Kelly Sadler is going to be with us, and she's going to be talking about what's going on with Donald Trump and so on. Interesting stories that are floating around here. I'm looking at the column on Fox News on the right-hand side, and Herschel Walker, it comes into picture. I like Herschel Walker. I think he's an outstanding athlete, a very good role model, by the way. I judge athletes by their role model capability, positive and negative on young children. I really do. And then there's the other one. I haven't gotten into this article, but Greg Gutfeld was talking about Amy Klobuchar out of Minnesota. And, man, she really plays very, very big. plays very, very big in the Ukrainian arms dealing with John McCain. Shocking, shocking. And what do they have in common? Well, we'll tell you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.